News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who is out sick today. In the studio with me right now, we have Sindra Anderson from Everett Animal Welfare Group, and we also have Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
So I understand kitten season is here.
It is.
Let's talk all things kittens.
Well, at the Humane Society, we are getting an influx of kittens, and this happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second kitten season there, and last season it just didn't seem as many. But this year, we get more and more requests to take kittens in. And they have to go through an intake process and so forth. And then eventually they go through spay and neuter and they're ready to be adopted out.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we do is we have a grant called the Bissell Foundation Grant, and it allows us to spay and neuter many cats and dogs throughout the year. It requires us to do at least 30 cats and dogs a week or 40 cats.
Okay.
So it's a lot to do the spay and neuters. But if you count, we've been doing this for a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
If my math's right, we're looking at like 84 weeks, and you're looking at 2,520 spay and neuters.
Oh,
minimum,
wow.
Right? That's mm-hmm. about right. Yeah, I was shocked when I did the math on that. I thought, I can't be right on that. So anyway, I want to pass it over, though, to Sindra Anderson, who's the president, like you said, of Everett Animal Welfare Group.
Mm-hmm.
She is the expert on all things cats, trapping cats, getting them spayed and neutered, bringing them to us. So let's hear what she has to say. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So tell me about that a little bit. So how do people determine, first of all, whether or not they should trap the cat or if the cat's actually truly lost?
Well, all cats that are roaming in the community are called community cats. A feral cat is a cat that's never been petted. And a cat that's stray is one that's friendly and probably displaced or has been left by a former owner, unfortunately.
If a cat is sick or injured, how do they make that determination as well in terms of whether or not to bring it into a humane society or a shelter?
Certainly. If you have cats that you've seen in your neighborhood or at a place of work, you want to get the cats checked out. They might be microchipped and may belong to someone. They may not be. But you don't want to really just wait around to find out. Of course, ask people around you, surrounding businesses, people in your office, your next-door neighbors, across the street. Some people even make a little flyer up and say, hey, I've found this cat with its picture. Does she belong to you? We wonder if she's fixed. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to wait a long time because gestation for a female cat is just 63 days from conception to birth. That's not very long.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to try to prevent litters in our communities because, as Mary said, we have a huge overpopulation. You know, we're not doing killing animals as a means of birth control and to limit the species is not acceptable to our society, which is great. However, it does mean that we have cats that are out there that, you know, are procreating and they need to be spayed and neutered in order to really keep the population down. So if you see a cat or you're feeding a cat, and many people are feeding cats because we know that they do need nourishing food, they can't really survive on vermin like rats and mice because they are mostly cartilage. If you've ever seen a dead rat, it's not much to it, you know. Plus, they feed on dead diseased things, garbage, and a cat that has to chew on a rat, you know, to get any type of, you know, something in their tummy, it could be a sick cat. I mean, they do spread diseases to the cats, and we don't want that. So feeding the cat's really important. And then I recommend that you can reach out to Everett Animal Welfare Group or Animal Allies Florida or the Humane Society. We have a lot of stuff on our websites about how to go about bringing a cat in. Of course, you want to be cautious because you don't know if the cats have ever been vaccinated. But if it's a friendly cat, there's a good chance that it has had some vaccinations before. But nevertheless, you want to feed the cat so you keep the cat coming. And then you can make your plan as to whether the cat won't let you exactly pet it or definitely not interested in being picked up. That's a cat that's better off going for spay and neuter in a traditional trap that's designed for cats TruCatch, T-R-U-C-A-T-C-H, traps are the best, we feel. They close quietly. They won't hurt a kitten that's following a mother into the trap.
Mm-hmm.
The big silver ones that are very available locally close. They're under tension. And when they do close, it's a big, loud sound, which scares all the other cats away for a couple of hours.
Sure.
And it can injure a kitten coming in and even kill it. So you don't want that. So we recommend the TruCatch traps. We do loan traps, and we can teach you all things about trap, neuter, vaccinate, and return through a free class that we offer twice a month, every first and third Saturday. It's at Christina Powers Accounting Office Lobby on Creighton Road. You do need to pre-register. We only have room for about 15 students each time. So if you want to go to freetnrclass@gmail.com and just send a message with your name, your phone number, a little bit about what's going on. You know, don't get lengthy because Janet Lander is one of our wonderful volunteers. She will send you a questionnaire so you can fill out the information about what's going on with cats outside your home or your business, and then she can sign you up for the free class. And the class is led by Sharon Berg at this time. She's the president of Animal Allies Florida. Fantastic lady. I got into helping cats through working with Sharon for about 8 years, and I can't say enough good things about her. So we are actually doing this together, the class. She leads the class, and then after the class, students contact Everett Animal Welfare, and we can set them up with checking out traps, giving them coaching about how to go about their specific situation. Is it a mother with kittens? Is it just one cat? Are there cats that are fixed living outside, but also some new ones that we don't know about? We have a wonderful way that you can catch a specific cat, a target cat is what we would call that cat. You can catch your target cat and not catch other cats. We have a little tool you use with your trap, and we show you how to do that. If you just put the trap out, you're going to catch, and you set it, you're going to catch whatever's coming along. So we encourage people to set priorities by making a list of the cats, and all of this we go through at the free class. Also, after you've been through the class, you develop a vocabulary so that then most of our communication with the graduated student is via text, because it's so much quicker. It keeps a log of our discussions because we're helping a lot of people. I or one of my volunteers can scroll back and see what have we talked about so far, refresh ourselves, and we can move forward with helping you with your project. We love working with the Humane Society, and twice a month we do take roughly 35 cats to the clinic. You have to have a reservation. You can find a link on our Facebook page. It's called Getting Cats or Dogs Fixed. It's always at the top of our Facebook page, and we list there several different ways, including our transport to the Humane Society, that people can initiate spay and neuter. One thing about a cat that you might be wanting to trap is preparing the trap appropriately. Some people will go to the class and then they try to take it from there. But one important thing that you'll learn is that you always need something in the bottom of the trap, like some clean cardboard, not just cereal boxes kind of staggered along or something really inexpensive cardboard. You need like a box that you've cut and you've made it the size of the floor of the trap. Then you wrap it like with a puppy pad. That it will absorb any excrement that the kitty has to, you know, produce while he's in the trap.
Mm-hmm.
And you never want to try to trap a cat until you have a plan. And the first plan is, how do I do this safely? That's with the cardboard in the bottom and having a breathable trap cover, something maybe out of a nice old cotton sheet you cut to cover the trap on all four sides without touching the floor, and a slit with a handle to come through. Because when you catch a kitty, at first, if it's a big silver trap, it's going to close so loud they're going to be jumping in there and
sure.
frightened. So they're not going to eat any more of that food right away.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do to calm them down, let them know you're not going to hurt them, you want to help them, is to cover the trap with your breathable trap cover. And then you can move it to a shady area or what have you.
Okay. Well, we'll stop right there and continue on the other side of the commercial break. Pep Talk returns right after this.
Spend your Sunday in the heart of downtown Pensacola at the Sunday Market on Palafox. Every Sunday from 11:30 to 3:30, you'll find fresh local produce, handmade goods, art, and great food from Pensacola's own makers. It's the perfect stop after church or brunch, and a great way to support the small businesses that make our community special. Make Sunday Market on Palafox part of your Sunday routine. Every Sunday, downtown Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Cadillac Willie, and their influences include classic rock and jam bands like Widespread Panic, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead. Cadillac Willie also enjoys playing funky tunes by folks like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and the Funky Meters. It's Cadillac Willie, this week at Bands on the Beach.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Can you tell me I love
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me right now on this Frisky Friday, we have Cindra Anderson from Everett Animal Welfare Group and Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. And Cindra, real quick, what is the website for the Everett Animal Welfare Group?
It's Everett Animal Welfare. I'm sorry, Everett Animal Welfare.rescuegroups.org.
Yeah, and that's a great resource. They actually have an FAQ on there that talks to you about, it's kind of a chart actually, about how old the kittens are, what a newborn looks like, where they are at about 10 weeks, and also gives you tips about vaccinations and things like that as well. So it's a great resource for people to check out.
There's also a tab there that says TNR, and that will tell you about trap, neuter, return.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so we are talking about identifying strays, kittens that are lost, maybe injured or sick. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
So I guess the main question that I had when I first started was, what do you do if you find a little cluster of kittens? Because my instinct would be, oh, I'm going to go grab them all and, you know, and love on them and maybe go get some formula. But what's the best approach, like step by step, someone should take?
Right, Mary. Well, according to Alley Cat Allies, which is a large national trap, neuter, return group, you shouldn't pick up or move the kittens right away unless they're in immediate life-threatening danger. Their mother is the primary caregiver, and she's likely nearby looking for food, poor thing. And it's nice, so it's important to put food out for cats and then start assessing your situation. Removing them can cause, you know, some harm. Now, some tips are listed on Alley Cat Allies' website, but also on our website, as mentioned a few minutes ago, under our facts at the top. You want to not intervene immediately, but you want to watch from a distance. You know, have you seen any stray cats? Talk to your neighbors. Consider where you're finding the kittens. And one really important thing is the age of the kittens. And you can find that out simply by Googling, how old is that kitten?
Mm.
And it will take you directly to about six different charts. How old is this kitten? How old is that kitten? Just do it. And you can look and see, because it will tell you at each, the picture, you can compare it to the kittens you're finding. and see not only their age, but what is their functioning ability. Are they able to eat solid food, which they can start that at 4 weeks of age? You may have to work with them with a syringe that you get from the pharmacy counter and some Gerber baby chicken food, which is real smooth. You can pull it into the syringe and be able to give it to them by mouth, but you don't do that to a newborn. But 4 weeks and older, that's a good way to get them hydrated and help them. Mm-hmm. To just put a bowl of food in front of them, they may not even know what it is. You'll have to rub it on their lips, you know, and then they may realize, wow, this is something for me. But so you don't want to move the kittens immediately. But if you're looking at neonatal kittens, which are, you know, the first 14 days, their eyes are not open before 14 days, then you're dealing with kittens that are need to be fed every 3 to 4 hours, and they are not going to survive in hot blazing sun. They're not going to survive a rainstorm that may be coming up. So if you can somehow provide some protection from the elements and watch for a mother at a distance, that's the best thing to do. Because if she will come and take care of them, she will do it. And then you can feed her so she's healthy in her nursing and try to provide her a safe place that she might consider to move her kittens. You can't get too involved. The mother makes that decision. There was a volunteer once, he set up this really beautiful place, but the mother didn't want it at all. So,
wow, that's amazing. And I know you've seen lots of stories about this. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, about 20 years.
Wow. Okay. And then if somebody wants to learn how to trap, they go to your class. And what was that website again?
It's free
email?
tnrclass@gmail.com.
Okay. I want to put that on our website as a resource because I think that's important, you know. And I also want to do a Q&A when it comes to stuff like this. I don't think we have that. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, that would be a good resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative,
local,
dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It is Frisky Friday. In the studio with me right now is Cindra Anderson from the Everett Animal Welfare Group and also Mary McClellan from Pensacola Humane Society. And Mary, let's bring you into the discussion a little bit more. I know that the Humane Society obviously has some needs, some requests to the community. So let's talk about that.
We always have needs. We post them on our Facebook page. I put them on the website and I put them in the newsletter that we send out every couple weeks. But right now, we need puppy pads. I think we're getting 4 more puppies in a little while. Little while meaning today, at some point this afternoon. So we need stuff for like that because they make a mess. Cat food and kitten formula. Kitten formula is not inexpensive, so it can be a huge expense for us. Also, the Dollar Tree, not to do any promo here, but the Dollar Tree has these small little baby blankets mm-hmm. that are fleece, and they're $1.25. So those are a favorite of our animal shelter babies. Kitten bottles, supplies, and tops. And we always need towel sheets, pillowcases, anything that isn't stuffed, because they're going to rip those open and eat the stuffing. So it's better to do like sheets, blankets, pillowcases, towels, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can see everything, you know, other stuff that we need on our Amazon wish list. And you can just go to our website, PensacolaHumane.org.
And that is under How to Help.
Go to How to Help.
Yep.
Yep. And you can do that. But I know Syndra also has some needs, and I'm going to let her tell you about that.
Okay. We don't have the need for lots of linens the way you do because your shelter's bigger and you use so many things with the clinic too. But for us, we could use greeny treats. We like healthy treats for our cats. Gerber baby chicken food, as I mentioned earlier, is something that's smooth and can be pulled up into a syringe for newborns and for not newborns, but kitties that are about 4 weeks of age. We can always use the Gerber baby chicken food in the jars, just like you may have had as a baby. We do have a wish list on our website, which is everettanimalwelfare.rescuegroups.org. We could use the kitten formula. We also can use Chewroo or delectable squeeze-ups, particularly the chicken and cheese.
What are those?
Those are those little, it's sort of like, remember when you had a Cool Pop as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And you'd push it up and you could eat it. Well, they make these squeeze-ups for cats.
Oh.
Same shape, but it's a liquid and
yeah.
It's yummy.
Good.
And you can tame a feral kitten with those.
Oh, that's nice to know.
All right. So, again, the websites, if people want to go and help out.
You can go to ours, PensacolaHumane.org.
All right.
It would be great.
Sounds
Thanks.
Good. Well, thank you both for being
thank
here today.
You.